Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am in Kyle, K-Y-L-E, Bagnell, B-A-G-N-E-L-L. Kyle Bagnell is a 43-year-old male who reports that he was injured at work on 7/12/22, but he was walking down a pier and stepped into a storm drain with the missing grating that had been previously reported. But as period as a result, he believes he injured his left Achilles tendon and foot, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He did have further evaluation, leading to a diagnosis of a full rupture of the left Achilles tendon, repaired surgically on 7/21/22. Period. He did have physical therapy and treatment through May of 2023. Period. He states, beginning November 2022, a plantar fibroma developed in the left foot. Period. This was treated with ultrasound and cortisone injections. Period. He had two such injections in January 2023 with improvement. Period. He states the fibroma started out as large as half a dollar and then reduced to the size of a pea, P-E-A. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Bagnell was seen by Dr. Covington, C-O-V-I-N-G-T-O-N, on 7/12/22. Period. He had x-rays of the left foot and ankle. Period. He was administered Toradol and ibuprofen and was also prescribed Flexeril. Period. He was to elevate the left lower leg as much as possible, as well as use crutches and ice. Period. She also referred him for a stat MRI. Period. On 7/14/22, he did submit to an MRI that showed full thickness tear of the Achilles tendon, better seen on concurrent ankle MRI, with associated low-grade strains of the soleus and medial head gastrocnemius muscles. Period. The ankle MRI was done on 7/14/22 and showed full thickness tear at the hypoxic zone at the Achilles tendon with 1.3 centimeters of tendon gap, comma, high lateral ankle sprain, comma, chronic plantar fasciitis with low-grade tearing at the origin of the central band. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Bagnell then came into the podiatric care of Dr. Brandt, B-R-A-N-T, on 7/19/22. Period. He took Mr. Bagnell to surgery on 7/21/22. Period. This involved repair of a tendon of the left lower extremity, comma, left open Achilles tendon repair. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was left Achilles tendon rupture. Period. He followed up postoperatively and on 1/4/23 underwent a musculoskeletal MRI. Period. It showed two plantar fibromas, the largest corresponding to the palpable lump at the level of the plantar arch. Period. There was also chronic left plantar fasciitis with low-grade interstitial tearing. Period. An MRI of the ankle was done again on 5/15/23. Period. It showed no discrete mass corresponding to the area of palpable lump. Period. There was previous Achilles tendon repair with chronic tendinosis, but no recurrent tear. Period. There was also chronic plantar fascia within low-grade interstitial tearing, comma, slightly decreased from the previous study of 7/14/22 and the ultrasound of 1/4/23. Period. He continued to see Dr. Brandt through 7/7/23, period. He stated he was doing well with minimal pain and mild pain with going down the stairs. Overall was much improved. Period. Was cleared for discharge and to return on an as-needed basis, period. Exam found full range of motion was slightly limited secondary to guarding about the left ankle. Period. He had mild tenderness to palpation at the Achilles insertion. Period exam was otherwise negative. Period he was able to walk without any assistive devices. Period physical exam. General appearance, he wore soft material, one-half boots. Bilaterally, appeared these were removed once gait assessment was completed. Appeared extremities lower. Inspection revealed a healed 1.5-inch longitudinal scar overlying the left Achilles tendon, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Appeared he pointed out a pea-sized mass in the left plantar fascia. Subcutaneously, that was tender to palpation. Appear the rest of that is normal. Feet and ankle is normal. Lumbar normal. Gait maneuver is normal. Impressions on 7/12/22. Kyle Bagnell stepped in an open drain, injuring his left lower extremity. But he was seen the same day and quickly referred for an MRI of tibia, fibula, and ankle. But these were done on 7/14/22, as noted above. Period in paragraph, he also came into the podiatric care of Dr. Brandt. Period. Surgery was done by him on 7/21/22 to insert here. Period. Mr. Bagnell followed up postoperatively with improvement. Period. This was evidence on the left ankle MRI of 5/15/23. Period. Insert the usual, the current exam. That he ambulated with a physiologic gait. Period. He did not have any assistive devices or orthotics. Period. He was able to walk on his heels and toes, as well as perform provocative gait maneuvers fluidly. Period. He had full range of motion of the left ankle. Where provocative maneuvers were negative for any instability. Period. He did have a subcutaneous pea-sized mass consistent with a fibroma. Period. New paragraph. I will rate this case using the 6th edition of the AMA guides relative to Achilles tendon rupture complicated by development of fibroma. Period. End.